Food prices keep rising here and abroad. It's an inconvenience for many of us, but it's leading to political instability and famine elsewhere. The Allegheny Front's news analyst, Ann Murray, talks with Jennifer Shveta-Jordan about the latest on the food crisis. Jennifer is producing our Earth's Bounty series on food and the environment.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi, Ann. Or should I say higher and higher? That's where food prices are going.
Yeah. We are paying as much as 69% more for food over the past couple of years. What gives?
Many people suspect it's the ethanol boom that's causing prices to jump because more and more corn is being used to produce this biofuel. And it doesn't look like we're going to get relief anytime soon.
Yeah, it does sound that way, doesn't it? The governor of Texas and a coalition of other people, including John McCain, had lobbied for some relief to the Bush administration. Let's talk about what happened.
In May, 24 Senate Republicans asked the Environmental Protection Agency to roll back the renewable fuel standard. Now, that mandates ethanol and biodiesel to be blended into the fuel supply to the tune of 9 billion gallons this year. Now, compare that to ethanol use being at 3.5 billion gallons in 2004. But the EPA last week said, forget about it. The quota stays in place.
Forget about it. Hey, what was the rationale?
Well, the EPA said that it found no compelling evidence that the renewable fuel standard mandate is causing severe economic harm.
And I guess the government staying the course because farming interests and farm state politicians like the big investment in ethanol.
Right. New York Times columnist Paul Krugman recently put it this way. People are starving in Africa so that American politicians can court votes in farm states.
So what might happen?
I looked at another piece from the New York Times. It said, an energy reporter said that it's hard to predict. He points out that high energy prices upped ethanol production. On the other hand, rising corn prices sank some ethanol operations.
I've got to say that's ironic.
Indeed.
Yeah. What about this argument that some people have raised that a rising middle class in developing countries, this class that has an appetite for meat, is to blame for the food crisis?
President Bush, many other politicians and economists have made that case.
Well, of course, meat requires a whole lot of grain to produce, right?
It does. But the World Bank's expert on agricultural commodities said that's a false argument. His name is Donald Mitchell. He says that the poor, especially in Asia, are eating more meat. But he says that technology innovations in animal genetics and nutrition have made livestock production more efficient. So an analysis of the grain and rice output rising with meat production doesn't match up the way it used to.
So it sounds like as ethanol goes, so go our food prices.
Right. And of course, there can be other factors. Natural disasters can also have an effect. So we'll just have to see what happens.
Do you have any insights on how these food prices are affecting sustainable farming?
A couple. I heard a very interesting piece last week on National Public Radio. The Honduran government is encouraging farmers there to grow more genetically modified corn to ensure better crop yields at this difficult time. Farmers who are using the corn say that it's allowing them to use fewer pesticides and encouraging beneficial insects to flourish. But there's a backlash there because in the rest of Central America, growing GMO corn is actually against the law.
Well, I guess I understand that that's where farmers first grew corn thousands of years ago, so there might be a bit of a backlash.
Sure. And apparently there's a fear that the GMO corn could get into the existing supply, the great variety of plants that still exist.
Well, let's come back regionally. Any changes in what farmers are doing regionally because of these food prices?
Yeah. Dairy farmers around here are getting squeezed. They can't raise the price of milk, and that's because the price of milk is government regulated. But I know of a pig farmer who's replaced some of the pricey feed corn with excess milk from a nearby dairy. So folks are getting creative like that. One expert told me that people who raise poultry on part pasture and part grain are increasing the range of pasture in the animals' diets to keep prices down.
And a lot of people think these pasture-raised animals are healthier and tastier, so that's a good thing.
It could be.
Well, thanks, Jennifer.
It was good to talk with you, Anne. We'll be posting some links on the food crisis on AlleghenyFront.org.